AI News by Conjero.
France is kicking off a Windows to Linux switch across government desktops, aimed at cutting costs, boosting security, and keeping data closer to home.
It's being rolled out in phases, with pilots to test interoperability before wider adoption.
Officials say the goal is fewer external dependencies and a strong push for open-source software, with data sovereignty front and center.
The big test for AI tooling is whether workloads can run on Linux endpoints. Do the GPUs and frameworks cooperate as promised?
The plan standardizes a Linux baseline across agencies and puts centralized management in charge of security, patches, and policy.
They expect a mix of native Linux apps, Windows apps via virtualization, and remote app delivery to keep users productive.
Security and governance are core, with zero trust, IAM, and localized data controls guiding the rollout.
Procurement is likely to favor open source stacks and clearly defined interoperability, reshaping how vendors compete.
On AI tooling, edge devices may do lighter ML locally, while heavier work moves to centralized compute.
But driver compatibility, patch cadence, and ML dependencies could slow things down.
France's plan is watched as a live experiment in Linux desktops, sovereign IT, and enterprise-ready AI toolchains.
If successful, it could set new standards for AI tooling, security auditability, and data governance across governments.
AI News by Conjero.